Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Russian President Putin says Russia is pulling out of the last remaining arms control treaty between the world's two main nuclear powers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken responding to the report.
The announcement by Russia that it's suspending participation in New START is deeply unfortunate and irresponsible. We'll be watching carefully to see what Russia actually does. We'll, of course, make sure that in any event, we are postured appropriately for the security of our own country and that of our allies.
The treaty called the New START bans nuclear weapons testing. It has been in effect since the Cold War. In Poland, President Biden is meeting with NATO leaders discussing the Russian war against Ukraine.
I can proudly say that our support for Ukraine remains unwavering.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Warsaw. The president's remarks here come hours after Vladimir Putin delivered his annual State of the Nation address in Moscow. In a speech that ran nearly 2 hours, Putin railed against the West, accusing the U.S. and its allies of starting the war.
We were doing everything possible, really everything possible, to settle that problem by peaceful means.
The war against Ukraine is now entering its second year. Another earthquake has hit Turkey and Syria. It comes 15 days after a quake that claimed the lives of more than 44,000 people. This latest quake was a 6.4 magnitude, much smaller than the first one. Turkey's disaster management authority said today's quake killed 6 people and injured 294 others. It struck in the same area as the quake that hit previously. Rescue efforts from that quake have tapered off into recovery operations in several of Turkey's provinces. Reports out of rebel-held northern Syria have been less comprehensive. Brace yourselves. A major storm is coming.
A potentially historic snowstorm stretching from the Four Corners all the way into the Northeast today through Friday. It could actually drop up to 2 feet of snow in some places.
That's Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams. Health concerns continue in East Palestine, Ohio. CBS's Roxana Saberi reports.
A medical clinic is set to open in East Palestine, Ohio, where experts are expected to meet residents who have suffered a variety of health issues since a toxic train derailment earlier this month. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine announced last week that the state would be opening the clinic, saying residents' concerns are legitimate, though he also said air and municipal water quality tests are so far coming back fine. Roxana Saberi, CBS News.
Today is Fat Tuesday. That means tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit...
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Today is the spring primary. You should have plenty of time to get to the polls before the weather begins to turn. Everyone in Wisconsin will likely be affected, with the worst weather concentrated in the central one-third of the state. It's all expected to start tonight and last into Thursday. On the ballot today, 4 candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with conservatives fighting to hold on to their 4-3 majority after the April 4th general election. The race is getting national attention and money, as the winner of this year's race will rule on potentially significant policies, including gerrymandered maps and lawsuits over voting rules. And Republicans in the 8th State Senate District will pick their nominee for a special election to fill the seat of longtime GOP Senator Alberta Darling. She retired last year. The winner will take on Democrat Jody Habesh-Sinikin April 4th. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Somebody say just the other day how love ain't around. People trying to find a way out, trying to find some peace of mind, and where your mind, you might begin to see. Some of the things you've been trying to find. Look at California.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I really do sometimes shake my head with what takes place in this country and why we don't focus on things that should really matter. We focus on a lot of things that don't matter, should not matter, but then we don't focus on the things that should be prioritized. Here's an article in mental health, and it says American teenage girls are experiencing high levels of emotional distress. And it's by Maura Dungan. And you have to ask the question, any society that does not protect its women, its children, its girls, any society that doesn't prioritize the girls of that society is a society that's doomed for failure. Because if the girls who wind up becoming women and wind up having the children and rearing the children aren't protected or valued, then it, you know, you don't have to be a genius to understand that you're in a system that is doomed for failure. Now, what's going on with young girls in this society that we all don't know about? We all know what's going on with young girls in the American society. We point the fingers at what happens to young girls and women in the Muslim society. Well, they have to wear burqas. They have to cover themselves. You know, they're treated as second-class citizens. And they can't be educated. And all the certain things that we point out that takes place in the Muslim way of life. Failing to see how sexualized girls and women are in this society. How thingified young girls and women are in this society. Who are we to point our fingers at any other nation and how they treat their women? When you look at us, when you look at this country and see what we've done to women and girls, young girls being molested at early ages and overlooked, young girls not knowing their value. Who did that? And why don't we address those issues? We know it's happening. What is it about our country that things that we know are wrong, that we don't have the courage to address? Who thingified women in this country? And why is there profit in the thingification of women? Now young girls who aren't protected. Look, young girls are dying from suicide. Not in central cities, even though it's happening there, but in rural areas, in suburban areas, everywhere. Black, white, rich, poor. Because it doesn't matter what the condition or the environment that we live in this country is to thingify women. And so young girls don't understand their value unless they're taught properly what their value is. And what is their value? Not just to be, you know, a producer of babies. No, not just, you know, you see it in a Kim Kardashian, right? Here's a woman who women want to be like. Well, what is Kim Kardashian famous for? Well, you know, her body, you know. And so that's what she's famous for, her and her other sisters, and they become billionaires from the thingification. She's not wealthy because of, you know, how smart she is. She didn't gain her wealth from that. In this country, we know how she gained her wealth and her sisters along the way. Well, that's a high standard for somebody to have to live up to. But in this society, that's it. Hey, let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, my friend, how are you doing? It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while.
And I'm taking this is a tough discussion that I'm trying to take on. We may not hear from any other women, but, you know, so be it.
Well, you know, I tell you this. You were talking about muscles, right?
Yes.
But many people don't know that multiple wives was designed by Muhammad to save girls. Because, and this is where you are right on point, he needed to save the humanity of the society he was invading, Islam, too, right?
Right.
Because it wasn't very, very merciful society. So what he did, because of a dowry, what the family is supposed to be giving with the girls when they married to a husband, he made a law that if you are taking second, third, and fourth wife, the family is not obligated, to pay dowry. Otherwise, families who had girls were killing them at birth. So by making that decision, he saved girls. So they're not going to be killed at the birth, but yet had an ability to grow up and marry it and produce, as it looked like in this society, a production of a next generation. In Russia, another example, where we're talking in America, the most progressive and most humanity advocate, we just start talking about having 3 months of
I don't know. Did we lose? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay. In the society where we just start talking about 3 months after the pregnancy and we still just have 6 weeks, in Russia, females have paid 3 years maternity with safe workplace as of 1917. And we're calling that society barbarian. So where we really stand? And I absolutely understand the girl's position, because besides the point that from TikTok, we're talking about 11 years old, 12 years old, trying to figure it out, their orientation, whether there are, what kind of, they don't even know what the sex is. They don't even know what the love is. And we giving them ability to go on TikTok and looking at the new kind of sexuality, like Fury, for example, where they're talking about that they're half people, half animals, bisexual, homosexual, they are 11 years old. Come on now. And you're getting confused because you're looking at the model of your family. You're looking for somebody who hopefully look like your father, because it's supposed to be a male model, right?
So Corina, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
A winter storm watch begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 32 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 27 tonight. Chance of snow. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go back to Karina, the Center for Disease Control reports findings on mental health paint a disturbing picture of American youth in a state of emotional catastrophe. Compared with pre-pandemic levels, teenagers are more likely to experience persistent feelings of distress or malaise that interfere in their lives. They are more likely to think about suicide and more likely to attempt it. They are more likely to report experiences of interpersonal violence, from bullying online and at school to being threatened or hurt with weapons, to fear of violence that keeps them from leaving their homes, to sexual assault and rape. There's no question from the data that young people are telling us that they are in a crisis. Kathleen Ether, the CDC's Director of Adolescent and School Health, told National Public Radio. Schools are among the few places where American teens are able to access mental health services, and the report suggests a recommitment to school-based interventions as part of the solution. Though school counseling budgets are already stretched thin and outside resources are prohibitively expensive and overbooked, the report emphasizes on schooling that has some outlets to speculate that the pandemic, with its added stress and uncertainty and long quarantine periods that kept children away from school resources, may have contributed to the increase in mental health problems. Excuse me, Karina. So girls are in a crisis in this country, and young girls, and who's going to address it? I mean, where is it as far as priorities are concerned in this country? And for people like CJ, this is not in central cities. This is everywhere.
And Earl, I'm with you, because I thought, honestly, that the moment Supreme Court did that, that the women of America are going to blow up. And they quiet. I mean, how stressed out and economically we tied up to in our lives that we do not even have an ability to go out there and stand up for our own girls? I'm so confused. I'm so confused what's going on with this society, because nobody for no matter comes out on the streets and do something. Instead, we have people talking about what kind of toilets we're going to build, what kind of animal we have to protect. I understand maybe it's all important, but I mean, my friend have 11 years old girl. She started a school after the COVID remote schooling. First week she came in and she's like, "Mom, I'm confused. Everybody in the class talking about whether they are bisexual or homosexual or furries." And she's like, "And Mom, who am I?" She's like, "You are staying home. This is it. We're done." It's scary to send your kids to public school. There is no control of the information, and there is no protection for females in this society at all. There is no protection. If I'm 13 years old and I'm getting raped, that there's a question about whether I didn't provoke a man. There's a question about...
So Karina, you know, part of it is, you see the kind of clothing, right? I mean, you know, people may get angry with me, but they can't argue with whether or not it's truth or not that I'm telling. You know, the design right now is see-through clothing, right? Have you seen that? Or am I just the only one who, I mean, women actually go out with see-through clothing, right? And so that can't be a good thing in a society like ours. And yeah, people should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. But for heaven's sakes, as an adult, you can do that. But girls should not be, you know, have access to that. Children should not be wearing those kinds of things. Well, it's America. We can wear what we want to wear. Well, you know, you put these children in a situation that is not safe for them, in an environment, you know, where we have men who can't control themselves. We know that to be a fact. And yet we sacrifice our young girls to that way of thinking in this country. That's got to be changed. It may not be what people want to hear, but nobody can argue with me that that's not healthy. And if it's not healthy, then why won't we address it? Well, you know, on my radio show, we're going to address all sorts of things that need to be addressed. Because the answer to all of it is, you know, these young girls are in many of them in a horrible state of mind. And if young girls are damaged by the time they're young girls, what are they going to be when they become women? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Hey, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Russia is pulling out of the START Treaty. It's the last remaining nuclear control pact between the two largest nuclear powers. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg decries the move.
I'm calling on Russia today to reconsider its decision to suspend its participation in the New START agreement.
The agreement has been in place since the Cold War. It will be cold across the country, but that's just part of the problem.
Travel could be downright impossible with blowing snow, drifting snow, and also whiteout conditions. Now, it's not just the snow. We also have to worry about ice building up that could cause some power outages. Southern Michigan could be the spot that gets hit the hardest.
Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams. A maintenance worker has been killed in an explosion at an Ohio metals plant. This man saw the whole thing.
A boom, and then you know what? A bigger boom. And then I looked over, it was just boom. And then flame shot, I just covered.
CBS News Brief.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's primary election day in Wisconsin. At the top of the ballot is the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are primaries for mayor in Madison, Green Bay, and Racine. The Outagamie County Executive also faces a primary. In Milwaukee, 20 people are running for 3 seats on the city council. Today's top vote-getters move on to April's general election. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the University of Wisconsin should pay for its own free tuition program. Voss tells the Daily Cardinal student newspaper he doesn't expect lawmakers to agree to pay for tuition for some students. The UW's Tuition Promise program pledges free tuition for students from families making less than $62,000 a year. In sports, ESPN reports the Philadelphia Eagles interviewed Jim Leonard about their defensive coordinator job. Leonard was the Badgers' defensive coordinator and former interim head coach. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to 3 women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A man to do, oh baby, I'll sacrifice for you, I'll even do wrong for you, oh baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection, look out, it's coming in your direction, and I'm gonna make you love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the fact that we in this society had better wake up and understand what is happening with our young girls. And the fact that we're in no position to lecture any other nation about how they treat their women when you look at how we treat ours. No question whatsoever. And that doesn't mean that the crazed men that are out here get a pass, right? Well, you know, she shouldn't have been showing it. Well, that doesn't give you a right to do anything that with your crazy self. That, well, you know, well, she wore some see-through. What does that have to do with you putting your hands on anybody? But we live in that kind of society. Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Hey, good morning to you, Cassandra. How you doing?
You know
one thing about me. I'm willing to talk about real subjects, right?
You are. And I just wanted to follow up with Karina, who was very brave to voice her opinion and say something that many women are afraid to say. And we have put our girls at risk. And I would say one of the reasons why has a lot to do with the white feminist movement. And I don't know if you recall the Me Too movement.
Yes.
Where it originally started as a way to protect young adolescent and young teenage girls. It was a venue for them to find healing after being victims of sexual abuse from adult males. Well, that Me Too movement was hijacked by a bunch of white feminist radicals, and it became one on sexual assault and other issues that had nothing to do with protecting female young girls. And so one of the reasons why our young women are under attack is because we as women, we are not doing our job to protect them. And in many ways, females have been silenced. I'll give you another prominent example, which is the transgender movement. I support someone who wants to transition. However, I have a problem with biological males, even if they transition, moving into segregated spaces that are designed for women to heal and also that should protect them. And for some reason, women have been encouraged to remain silent. If you recall the swimming incident with Leah Thompson, this the transgender male who transitioned, the girls on that team from Penn State, they were told by the athletic coaches and the administrator at Penn State not to go out in public and voice their discontent with having Leah on the team, because if they said anything about Leah and her transition, it could possibly jeopardize their employment opportunities down the line. So being a female is under attack, you know, and it just doesn't end there. I don't know if you recall Ketanji Jackson Brown at her confirmation hearing
Supreme Court Justice, right?
And she was asked by Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, a senator from Tennessee, how do you define a woman? And I was just so disappointed with Ketanji Jackson Brown that she was unwilling to state what a woman is. And so we are in this really odd space where we are actually questioning what is a woman. Is it not any wonder our young female adolescents and teenagers are at risk? We can't even say you are a girl because of this. All of it is just in question right now. So, you know, until females, until biological females get a backbone and they are willing to stand up, our girls are going to be at risk. So
you know, Cassandra, I spent 12 years in the school system, Milwaukee Public Schools, and I witnessed girls who didn't know the value of their bodies or who they are. And mm-hmm. and you saw that at very young ages, and that destruction of these young girls. They've been molested. They've gone through all sorts of things. And that's yeah. not an aberration in this country, right? We act like that's an aberration. It's not. It's almost like a rites of passage that young girls are going to be molested in this society. And so we've got to get beyond that. We've got to be able to protect these young girls because they're going to become women. They're going to have the children and they're going to be rearing the children. So to me, it only makes sense that we start protecting them. Am I right?
Absolutely. But it first begins by having a clear definition of what a woman is. Right now, it is going before the courts. We have many transgender rights individuals who are bringing lawsuits before the courts to try to change the definition of a woman. So until we get that figured out, our girls are going to be at risk. And I just don't know what else to tell you.
Hey, Cassandra, good stuff as always. Thank you very much. I always enjoy the conversation. Thank you for listening. Let's go to CJ. CJ, I know you not yet. I mean, can you have a conversation on this, CJ?
Well, I've been on hold for a while. You did change the subject, but yes, I can. I have four daughters. And the mere fact is that you did not respond to Cassandra's or the woman before her, that she spoke of her daughter coming home and going, what is going on, Mom? Our first 2 weeks, they're talking about whether we're bisexual or lesbians or, see, the focus, it took COVID to find out that we're now dealing with social issues, and that's where the parents have finally found out what's going on in our school system. So very eloquently spoke. That woman could, hey. Just recent caller, she could she could read a storybook.
Hey, CJ, CJ,
You don't come back on her the way you come back on me, because I've been saying the same thing to you, Earl, and you don't diss her.
Hey, but CJ, you have not been saying the same thing. And let me say this to you, because as I began this subject, I'm talking about, and I didn't hear you add anything about it. I'm talking about young girls who have been sexually molested, who aren't confused about what gender they are, and a society that thingifies women, who are not confused about what their gender is. They clearly know what their gender is. And the fact that we live in a society that takes advantage of those young girls. I've seen it with my own eyes. So address that. Because you won't address that. Because that is 100% as a bigger problem than the other side of it. And so it's easy to move beyond the bigger issue, which is the fact that we have thingified women in the society. You don't want to address that part of it. But I'm telling you, the sheer numbers of young girls who are sexualized because they're young girls who may have developed earlier than others because of hormones in the food that give them breasts by the time they're 12 years old and walking around with a dial in one hand and a sanitary napkin in the other because of the hormones that's in the food that then make them develop before they're ready to develop, and then men who prey on that. What do you say about that, CJ?
Have you heard some of the lyrics that these kids listen to?
I already know what.
We vilify them? Who vilifies these kids? Not me. They're abused, and these people that abuse them should be punished.
Hey, CJ.
But listen to the lyrics.
CJ, I said the society in which we live, right? The society in which we live. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Earl, I just want to start out by saying thank you, thank you, thank you a million times over for bringing this topic up. I feel like, you know, this topic is a topic that needs to be brought up and needs to be brought to the forefront. People need to start realizing that this is a problem in this country, that young girls in particular are having to deal with a whole set of problems that many of them, you know, aren't ready to deal with. And that does affect them throughout their life. And I think it's something we really need to start bringing awareness to. I think it's something we need to, you know, really keep talking about, because it is our jobs, you know, just as human beings, to make sure that each other is taken care of. And these girls that get preyed on by these, you know, horrible people, it affects them.
Yes.
And it hurts them for the long term. So,
well, and the other part of it, Stephen, is not only does it affect them in the short term, they are going to become mothers, many of them. And then are going to have to raise young boys and young girls. And we just move beyond it in this society. And, you know, it's not a big deal in this society. That's the point I'm talking about. That's the issue. And yet we, you know, it's glossed over. Well, you know, CJ, well, the rap music. I know about the rap music, man. I'm a part of a national organization that's called Clear the Airways Project, where we address all of that filthy music that creates an environment where young boys get their hands on guns and kill each other in the streets. Yes, I'm aware of what happens with the music and who's behind it. And who's the hidden hand behind putting that filth on the airways? Yes, I'm aware of that. We've got to go to a break. Tom, I see you. Steve, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell, with a team of political experts, will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live, Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up
North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until noon Thursday. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 32. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of snow tonight, 27. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, highs around 33. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go back to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on? Thanks for waiting, man.
Yeah, well, I got to push back on Karina and also Cassandra. And that is that the public schools themselves are not teaching people about their gender identity. It may be a collection of people that are from outside the world at large, where kids are questioning their orientation or what have you, but it's not teachers that are doing it. If anything, teachers are saying respect everybody. And if they think that that means that people are pushing a transgender or a LGBTQ agenda, they're full of crap. I'm sorry. Nobody chooses what their orientation is. If there are kids that are questioning it, it might not be a bad thing to question anything in life. So you actually become a more well-rounded human being, and maybe you'll have a little bit more empathy for other people. But no, if you really believe that people can be turned into LGBTQ, you need to ask yourself, can you be changed over to being lesbian, gay, or bisexual? I mean, I don't know. Maybe
Tom, hang on, Tom. Let's bring Corinna back on. Hey, Corinna, you say what to Tom?
Well, Tom, I didn't say that it's a school. I'm saying that the kids are on social media coming to school, start talking about, I was talking about TikTok, and Cassandra was saying that the school is also a socializing place for children when they share the information and experiences. And parents, on my side of the deal, don't know how to protect children from that, not from teachers. Teachers, no, nobody said anything about teachers, Tom. Just want to clarify. That's all.
All right, Corinna, thank you very much for the call. Tom?
Corinna, you have to understand that the public schools are getting beat up left and right on everything. And all I'm saying to you is that the way you just said it now is a little bit different than the way that you had said it originally. You said that you're going to take your kid out of public school. And I just want people to realize that the public schools are not making kids gay. The public schools are not making people LGBTQ. The public schools may be saying treat everyone with respect and dignity, that they may be saying. And if you are a parent that does not like the fact the way that the world actually goes around and social media and all these different things, then that's a different story. Then that's something that maybe you guys can, you know, do yourself in terms of keeping your kids homeschooled or whatever. But please, let's not get confused in terms of blaming the public school, because the public school is just a collection of individuals that are at society at large.
And
in terms of what Earl's...
Go ahead, Tom.
And I was going to say, in terms of what Earl's saying, it's the parents, again, that maybe want to, encourage their children to dress more appropriately. Some of it might be rebellion against their parents, who may be the very conservatives that we talk about. It's one of those things where I don't believe kids have changed since that time in memoriam, except for now they're becoming a little bit more accepting of other people. And I don't see that as a bad thing.
Well,
I just don't.
So, Tom, so my point again was that, and the article's point, was that there are young girls who are really having a difficult time of this in this society, being molested, going through some horrific things, and the TikTok and other entities like that sexualize them and put them before the world as things, as opposed to thinking human beings, is really, we can talk about the whether or not somebody, wants to transition or not, but that's not the majority. That's the exception. What I'm saying is we have a nation.
I would agree.
Go ahead, Tom.
I would agree with you. I agree with you, and I would say that maybe it's time that parents put a lock on the phones or a lock on TikTok
no
or
question.
Social media.
I think your parents really knew.
Don't put the lock on the public school.
No, I think if parents really knew what's on those sites, they would not allow their teenage daughters to be on it.
And you know what? Maybe that these parents, especially these right-wingers, should actually be more concerned about what's on their own kids' personal phone than they are taught in the public school.
And you know what, Tom? It's not just the kids in central cities. It's the kids in rural areas and suburban areas. It's the same when it comes to that.
Well, that's why they're so upset, because all of a sudden it's affecting their kids in the rural areas.
Right. Right. And suburban areas.
They didn't care when it was distant. Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that in there because I believe Karina and I believe Cassandra are really great people, but I don't agree with Cassandra on a lot of things. I'm probably more progressive, and that's okay. But the thing is, the public schools are not making the kids LGBTQ.
Hey Tom, man,
and
thank you.
I'm so tired of hearing this stuff that I got to speak out about it.
Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. As always, I'll be back on tomorrow. And, another wrap. Oh, go out and vote. Got to go out and vote. And we'll find out. We'll talk about the outcomes on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's always good, man. You're really doing a great job. See you guys tomorrow.
They gotta get this out the blues. Talk my pants some blues. People walking around with saying, oh, it's me.
Ooh, screaming guitars, a thousand color lights. People are telling you this place is really outside.
You can have your fortune told. You can learn the meaning of soul.
I can't see this place but blow your mind. Don't you know it's
right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Just must take. Psychedelic Shack, that's where it's at. Psychedelic Shack, that's where it's at.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business.
Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.